What's up, everybody? Dear Alby, I am here. My name is Alby, and I am here.
My name is Carolyn. I'm here as well.
My mother, nice to see you.
Always a pleasure, my boy.
My name is Chris. I'm super confused.
Wow. Why?
Because what's the intro? What do you do? Is this a new introduction? Are you guys just being whimsical?
This is the community. He's telling the community who's here potting today.
But it sounded like the first ever Dear Alby. In fact, I would be willing to bet you the first ever Dear Alby sounded less introductory than that.
You know what's amazing about that? The first ever Dear Alby was actually aired 2 episodes ago. Chris listens to it so not often that you don't even know that we re-aired the first Dear Alby like 2 days, 2 weeks ago.
I think actually, was Marcus on it?
Yeah.
Marcus actually told me that.
He listened?
Yeah,
he texted it to me.
That makes me happy.
That he didn't say anything to him?
No, that Marcus listens.
No, so Marcus texted me and said, well, it was probably because he knew was he tagged in something?
I'm not sure, actually.
So, I'll just fix my microphone. That's where that silence came from. I like to peel the curtain back for the fans.
You know what? Nice. And it's appreciated.
Because they're your community. They're my fans. They really put me in. I'm just joking. But no, Marcus texted me and he just said, I was texting him about something. I don't remember what. And he said, I listened to one of the first episodes the other day with like a cringy face emoji. And to be honest, I thought he was talking about his podcast. I thought he was telling me like how far he's come doing, like, you know, he does football stuff. Well, I don't know how much he does now, but now that I don't want to get into this personal.
That's right. Look how we've grown. Hooray.
Just funny. No, I didn't know what he was talking about until you just said it. Now it makes a little bit more sense.
There you go. I'm happy to clear that up for you.
Yeah, a lot of people actually, I talked about in the last show, requesting Marcus to come back.
Really? I guess because they never heard him before.
Well, it's been a minute since he's been on, yeah.
It's safe to say, though, that, like, I would guess a really large portion of the people never heard Marcus until that episode, right?
Yeah, it's been quite a little bit, so.
Because that's
yeah.
back in the days where we would write ourselves emails and pretend there's listeners.
Right. Do what you got to do to survive,
well,
man.
It was before a show was ever even out. We had done shows for quite some time. I went through a phase where everybody had to clap.
You know what makes... You know what makes us very professional, I think? And I people, you know what's funny? People ask me podcast advice a lot. And I'm like, I don't have one. Like every now and again, my brother will ask me to join. And I will always, you know, if I'm available, I'll always do it. But I don't have anything to do with the day-to-day of getting this thing popular.
The minutiae of it all.
Nothing.
Right.
I don't come up with, I don't help come up with the questions. Just if I'm asked to help, I'm there. But I get a lot of questions of people. Just the other day, I was somewhere working, and a community person, I wish I remembered her name. She was super excited that she's like, oh my God, I love Dear Alby, blah, blah, blah. And she was referencing a lot of Dear Alby stuff. And I said, I have to be honest with you. You seem to know more about it than I do. And then somebody else asked me, like, oh, I want to start a podcast. But I give the same piece of advice every time. It's what we did with Dear Alby. And we did it for Foul Territory when we had the TV show. Shout out to Nando.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus, of course.
That was a great show.
We filmed Foul Territory and recorded Dear Alby for about 4 months before it ever aired.
Mm.
We worked way harder before any... There are hours of episodes of Dear Alby, I'd imagine, somewhere.
That will never come out.
Probably never even got recorded. We just sat, but with microphones, with sound checks and everything, because by the time we wanted it to come out, we wanted it to sound like it's something we've been doing for a long time. We didn't want to grow into the show, which still happened anyway. But what we wanted to do then, and that was, I tell everyone, just start doing it. Don't even put it online yet. Just do it, record it, listen to it in the car.
Get your feet
change
wet,
it around. Don't
it
do
out.
It for anybody but yourself right now.
You know, it's funny.
But I don't, you know, it might be the worst advice. I have no idea. Seems like good advice.
My friend Justin Shank, who I did his podcast years and years ago, before Dear Alby was even a thing. And I mentioned on that show, talking about getting into podcasting, he had come by for dinner last week. And we were just kind of talking about that whole thing about, you know, podcasting, whatever. And he's saying, how does Dear Alby do? And I said, I got to be honest with you. I don't ever look up how an episode does. I don't know how many. That's a fact. I know how many, you know, like I know the basic facts that 9 out of every 10 rooms you go into that, like, you know, it's like, you know, you have a Dear Alby listener and all that other stuff. And the community is in mass. I understand all that. But I don't really ever pay attention to how it does, because we started by just having fun, which is really great advice that Chris gives, like when you want to do a podcast, just start, which is why I have to wonder why on earth you would tease this entire community about doing a podcast about a book club that I've gotten right here. Here you go. Here's the chime.
I don't know what to name it. Our I wanted to name chime. It something. And
book club right here. Hey, I just listened to your episode about Chris possibly doing a podcast / book club. I'm so down. I'm in Australia, and I wanted to put it out there. It would be great if you can consider books that are sold worldwide. Sometimes it's a little hard for us to get a hold of what you can, of what you can.
Yeah.
Or if we can, we're paying a small fortune in shipping costs. Really looking forward to this. Simone.
I never really considered that. I thought all books were worldwide.
No. Some authors are not worldwide.
So weird because when I wrote my book
is worldwide.
Yo, you gave away my source. I've been teasing an author source for a long time.
Doesn't have to be her.
Like writing dirty stories.
I thought it'd be funny if we asked Colleen. Now we'll just say it. I guess I didn't bring it out to her yet. If we asked Colleen, if in a contest to kind of through her words illustrate a Dear Albie story. Kind of like write a romantic novel of just someone's like absolute worst fucking experience ever.
I think you or most I, awkward I think or whatever. A book podcast is great with you. Now Lauren wants to do a little bit of a segue with that as well.
I have a great idea for Lauren on that.
Well, judge a book by its cover.
I know how to do it now though.
Okay.
I think what we'll do is we'll tell Lauren what the book is that we're reading, and she will. This is kind of the opposite of how a podcast should work, what we're doing right now. We're just kind of brainstorming a different podcast. But I want Lauren to project what we're about to talk about just on the name of the book, the name of the characters, and the name of the chapter.
Well, she is judging.
And nothing else. She never hears anything else.
She is literally judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, I think that'd be funny.
So Lauren will judge the book by its cover. Chris and who?
Urbano and Natalie.
And Natalie will read the book and have... I can tell you this, that whenever I post books on social media, it is a tremendous response. So there are a lot of readers out there.
Well, I'm not so worried about it being popular as much as I am being I want just to know anyone's going to give a shit before we do it. A lot of life changes since that conversation. So there's been things that I just got to try to figure out scheduling. And I also forgot. I forgot.
Okay.
For a pretty long while.
But now you just gave away a really fun premise that we can't let somebody else take.
No, we got to do it now. I just don't know what to name it. Because I had a name for it, but I don't like it.
What was the name?
The Spineless Book Club.
I enjoy that.
It felt like something that's... it felt obvious.
Okay.
You know? I'd really almost rather call it like Chris's Really Fun Book Club than that at this point.
Okay.
But that's my problem. I have to jump right in. Otherwise, I start dissecting it.
What about something like putting words in your mouth? Something like a little play on that.
I'm down for suggestions, but I'm probably not going to take anyone's suggestion because I'm going to want to come up with a name. It's not easy being me, guys. Anyway, any questions besides that one?
We do have questions. This one came in and said, please keep me anonymous. This came in through the gram, dearalbymailbag@gmail.com or dearalby Instagram. I actually, as you guys were talking and read through this, I'm going to read it slowly because I'm trying to see, I had to double take this, and I don't usually do this. I usually go right in, but anyway. Dear Albie, kind of a weird one, but I promise you this is true. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 11 months now. We are fantastic together. We had a great start to our relationship and now are considering moving in together. We went to college far apart, but we started dating in high school. That's kind of where it starts to lose me because it's like you're dating. I don't know. I guess they started and stopped, whatever it was.
Right.
Anyway, we graduated some years ago, rekindled, and now are starting to consider moving in together. We have a mutual friend that. Sorry, a little pop up here. It was actually a dog rescue picture that came up. I wish people could see that in live in mass. Anyway. We have a mutual friend that he went to college with that when he came over, we were having some drinks at my place. We were talking, everything was fine, and he brought up the quote-unquote abduction.
If this is an alien thing, I'm all in.
Wait,
Chris
ready?
Is very
so,
much
in. So this is what I'm saying. Like I keep trying to read this as I'm reading this to make sure I'm doing this right. She said, so he brings up the abduction. He looked at me white ass I think she means to say white as
like
hell, unless
ass.
Ass hell is a thing.
Right, or like white as hell.
Like white as hell. Like white. Like dead I think she ass. Means like face. Got. I don't know. Yeah. And
or
then
it's
said,
just white ass hell.
And then,
which is just the hell of something. Of white asses everywhere.
I don't know. I got up and headed to the living room.
Boyfriend or friend of?
This it's kind
no,
of on and off. On and off.
This is
kind of
high school. The friend
sorry,
God, of
so confusing right
the
now.
Friend of I'm very confused to even reading this, but there's a payoff. Okay. The friend of mentions the abduction. He gets white ass hell. Okay,
I love
and,
ass
and
hell.
And leaves. Right? She goes. This was extremely awkward. I let it go for a few seconds. We were talking about just normal stuff, and I asked, "Hey, abduction? How?" Meanwhile, I'm sitting here thinking, "Was my boyfriend at some point in college kidnapped?" And he said, "No, like." Aliens.
All right.
Yeah, get him.
Listen,
I want him.
Wait a minute. I'm
going to
tell you why this is freaking me out right now. You.
Well, let's let him do the thing.
Wait,
let's let him finish
wait.
The question.
Okay.
She goes, now, obviously, I think this is kind of nuts. We're from a suburban New York State town. This is not the type of thing that I've read about. And
near
obviously,
a military base,
it's
I bet.
Never come up.
Near a military base, I bet.
All right, ready? When I asked him again, he said, did he seriously not tell you about this? Then got extremely awkward, silent, and never brought it up again. My boyfriend came back several minutes later, sat down with a drink as if it never was brought up, and I never spoke about it again. This was several weeks ago, and I haven't brought it up since, but it's really been bothering me. I didn't know if they were playing a prank or whatever, but honestly, things got so awkward that a little bit after that, his friend just left and went home. Do I bring this up?
Anonymous, listen to me.
Okay, hold on. Do I bring this up or do I just let this whole thing disappear into the abyss? Honestly, the whole thing was so awkward that I cannot even put it into words, and it's been bothering me ever since.
Chris, are they
so
trying
it sounds to... like she doesn't want to probe.
No, wait a minute. Chris, are they trying to speak to you?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. So here's the thing.
Legit.
Here's the thing, Anonymous, and I mean this shit.
I'm like looking her up right now on her social.
I want to speak to him and just tell him that I will believe him.
Chris.
I will believe every word he says. I feel like people that feel like they've seen aliens or UFOs or UAPs, okay, which is the actual name for UFOs now since everything's name changed. UAPs is an unidentified aerial phenomena. If you feel like you've seen something or been abducted, I feel like, or a loved one says that, I feel like you should listen to them because A, it either really happened, or B, they're fucking nuts and you should figure that out.
Chris, are you manifesting this?
So here's the thing. I don't think it's good business to talk about other podcasts while you're on a podcast, but I started listening to a podcast, which I don't really do often, as you well know.
Appreciate it.
And it's about aliens. And I'm not being coy. I don't remember the name. It's super popular though. If you like go on the Apple homepage, it's everywhere. I don't know, at least a couple weeks ago it was. And it's awesome. It's really well thought out, and there's really good interviews behind it, and they're not trying to make any claims. It's just a guy being like, I think this is all pretty weird. And at the end, spoiler alert, but he also kind of starts the podcast with this, he doesn't really give you anything. He's like, I don't know either. Just telling you what I know, and now you make your own assessments. So ever since then, I've been trying to...
speak to them.
No, I don't want to say conjure, but I've been.
He's been manifesting.
I've been looking for them.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean?
No, he's been like, he decided. We were talking about if we had to die, what's the way you want to die?
Of course.
And I said, listen, I don't want to.
This is the
spoiler
no.
alert. Again, is
don't look up
the movie. The end of Don't Look Up is how if I had to die and I knew
never,
I was going to die, that's the way
I'm
going to
die.
I don't know
okay.
what it is.
There's an asteroid coming towards
see,
Earth.
Now
it's
a spoiler.
Word.
Now it's a spoiler.
I'm going to tell you. Asteroid coming towards Earth. Whole family's together and like the table's shaking. They're like, this is great coffee. You want more steak?
Can
they make a beautiful dinner.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden, and that's, you know, the asteroid is hitting them.
Everything's
boom.
Shaking.
Everybody's
they're
gone.
All kind of looking at each other, like a little smirk, a little right. oh shit, but they're just enjoying their meal.
Like, all right, that's the way I want
to
go
Good
out.
Way to go.
So Chris decides, well, you know what? I wouldn't mind being abducted by aliens because then everybody's going like, that Chris, he took one for the team. He's up in alien land.
I wouldn't want to do
that
I at
think
all.
It's cool that if you're, we're, there's one fact and that's that we're going to die, right? Like everybody mm-hmm. at some point. And I don't mind going out in a significant way. So if like one of 1,000 people, by the way.
Blaze of glory.
By the way, we never said that you die. You just get abducted.
You get, okay. Oh, okay.
So your meat body is gone off the planet, but
your
we don't
meat
know.
Body?
We don't know what else is out there. So
hold on, wait, stop.
That's what, a term. Your no, that is an alien term. He's picking up
alien
terms.
Term of
it's
meat.
Not. I actually took that from
what was that?
The Kaminsky method.
Something we watched something.
So anyway, here's my thing. I think if you were to be abducted by an alien, I think there's a lot more value in being like, how did Chris die? And let's say 1,000 people from Earth, 1,000 people, right, got taken away. And you're like, he was one of the 1,000. They'd be like, damn,
so he's
really?
Kind of like a martyr. He's kind of like, you know, that brave astronaut. Like, you know, well, I'm going to see what's out there.
And they said, what if they torture you the whole time? I'm going to answer all the questions people are asking right. in their car. What if they torture you the whole time? I don't give a shit. I'm seeing fucking aliens. I'm seeing it.
I feel like you're going to give a lot of a shit if you're...
I don't think they consider pain the way we consider pain. They don't need to abstract anything out of me.
What if they take every hair in your body one by one with a screwdriver and dig it out? It goes, it's cool.
Then, no, it's not cool.
Like,
if anything,
not cool.
There's
painful.
One. The only pain I would feel is the pain of disappointment that aliens are using screwdrivers. Okay? Because I don't think that they need to use these... That was a reference I shouldn't have been thinking, okay? But those types of methods mm-hmm. of, like, the, you know, like, pre-Geneva Convention things of, like, torturing people. I don't think they need to do that.
But they're not going to come all this way just to torture
no,
people.
No, I think they'd
saying.
Be like, I have all your secrets already, bro. Come with me. We just have to harvest your organs. And I'd be like, that's fine. Seems painless.
There's a parallel universe with all of us, mm-hmm. 1,000 of us, on all different levels.
I hope not.
Okay? Living life. Mm-hmm. So then... he's driving home the other day.
Oh, so this is the good part.
Okay. This is why I think this is the aliens really
yeah, doubling
sizing
down.
Him up.
Hey,
like,
are you sure
right,
you want this?
Do we want this guy? Mm-hmm. Is he the one we want to go
I
with?
Can't stress this enough. This was probably nothing. But the story went exactly the way I'm about to tell you.
Good.
I was driving. It was night. It was a long drive. And I'm looking and I'm like, that's something. Either a big star. It's probably a star.
Or a planet, I said. Chris, it was planet.
But it's just me in the car, and I see a plane over there. I see something else over there, and they're all moving different speeds. And I'm like, I'm going to talk to that fucking thing. I'm just going to talk to it. It's just me in the car. What's the worst that could happen? I pause my audiobook because I wouldn't be able to concentrate otherwise. And I concentrated on the road and on being present in the moment, right? And I said, move. Move. If you are who I think you are, you can hear me. You know I was going to ask this way before I asked it. I'm not afraid of you, but I am. Move.
I'm just trying to understand this. You're talking to a light in the sky.
He sees an apparition yeah. in the sky.
No, it wasn't. I'm not going to tell you it was a UFO. It was just a diamond in the sky. It was a dark, dark night where I didn't see any stars, and there was one gleaming one that didn't look like a star to me, but I've also been desperately looking for something in the sky every time I go outside.
Of course, totally
so I know
it.
That I'm kind of see that I'm probably lying to myself. So I just said, move. That's all I want you to do. You don't have to show yourself. You don't have to do a circle. I don't need to see a saucer. Just move. Move a little. Show me you're not a star. Move.
Go ahead.
Gone.
Disappeared.
That's all I got.
I told you it's not a great story, but that was enough for me to be.
But now here you are with a UFO. So are they communicating to Christopher?
Oh, real quick, Anonymous, you should bring it up to him. We should answer her question. Yeah?
I'm looking through her.
But
her
he needs to be
Instagram.
Heard, Anonymous. Anon.
And I'm not saying her
name
because like looking at the you know if we out that you probably ask the boyfriend I guess. You know, first, to answer the questions, do I think they're messing with you? It's not impossible.
Listen.
That's boring. It's boring if you don't have a resolution at the end of the hangout. If they don't bring it up, they're either super funny because they're playing the long game, and that's cool. Or they probably, like, took mushrooms in school, and
well,
then, like, then he
I'm
woke
thinking.
Up,
the
some weird shit happened.
There's some awkwardness there that needs to be addressed. Why did you become so silent? Why did you leave abruptly? Why did you not talk about this? Why did the temperature in the room change? There is clearly something amiss there that if she's uncomfortable with, she should ask.
Well, he's clearly, you know, there's a lot to this that, you know, this is a for lack of a better term, uncharted territory type of conversation. if he really does seem all that, you know, disturbed over this, you know, I think, you know, and you're worried, just say, hey, listen, your friend mentioned this whole thing. Just so you know, if you ever want to talk about something, it clearly bothered you, I'll take what you have to say seriously.
Or are you human or a pod? Let me know.
Well, say, listen, I'm here as someone who, maybe you don't love him, maybe you do, I don't know. That's for you to figure out, I suppose. But I'm here to be your person. That means I should believe you in whatever you think and say. I'm going to give you that chance. Tell me, and I'll try to believe it. If it's unbelievable, I might ask a couple questions.
I just kind of feel like...
But he probably needs to be believed and heard, and that's why he's so nervous.
If there
about
are aliens around and they were watching us, right, I kind of feel like they would have put me aside by now and been like, you know what, man? We've been watching, and you get it. A lot of these other guys don't get it, but you get it.
Clearly,
you
think that if you there get were it? Aliens, yeah. The person they're taking Elon is Musk. Christopher out of the two of you.
Are you kidding?
Ow, what?
To do what with?
Because he played right along. Okay, guys, what's going on? Well, you'd be like, all right, analyze my brain, take my brain, figure it out. He'd be like, dude, what's next?
No, he wants to go with them. I'm saying, listen.
No, I'll jump ship.
I'll cut you a deal. Okay, let's work, because I'm with you guys. What's going on down here? Messed up. Right. Okay, so why don't you throw me some of these ships you got?
The fact that you think you can manipulate them out of their goods and wares.
What do you mean manipulate? I'm having a conversation.
They're so much smarter than us.
I'm having a conversation. They need one of us on the inside.
No, they need to harvest, and I'm going to let them do that.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to let them harvest my organs.
What is that? What are you talking about? What do they need to harvest for?
I don't want them to do this, by the way.
What are you talking about? Harvest what?
Why do you think they would give you a ship? What's the incentive you're going to give them? Like a percentage off the top? What do you think? What is the thing?
They probably want to go home. You think they just want to stay here?
I think they're on vacation.
They're here watching us.
I think they're looking at us the way we look at an ant.
Maybe. Okay.
We look at an ant farm in class. We're like,
yes.
That's what they're doing.
Yes.
I just feel like if they had to pick one of us to try and make some sense out of what's going on down here, you're not the one that they're going to pick.
It's absolutely me.
How are they going to pick you?
Because I'm not the one at the advice show. They'd be like, he doesn't want to give advice.
Chris is like, go with the flow.
Yeah. He's just in it. He's living in it.
You need answers. Chris is like, whatever, friend.
Chris wants to be harvested. Did you not
hear that? No, I just
said. You're giving up right away.
I don't want to be harvested.
And you called yourself a meat.
I just said, what it is.
You said, I'm going to give them my meat body.
No, I said my meat body wouldn't be here anymore.
All right, let me ask you this. Just in case.
This is way more fun than the other episodes.
Let me ask you this. Just in case, because now that is just too coincidental for me, that there were two conversations regarding this within 2 days. What will you leave behind to your family to let us know that you were indeed abducted by aliens so I don't have to worry that you ran away or whatever?
Oh, no.
You think they're going to let you leave a note?
I would ask them to, and they'd say no one would believe you because you are the only one who's willing to believe others because you're smart. You're that next level.
So what is it that I can say, okay, I know my boy is out there in the universe doing God's work. What is it? What is it? What are you leaving us?
That's a good question.
Yeah, think about it, because I need to know. As your mother, it's a need-to-know kind of thing.
You know what? I got to be honest. So
you lose your watch all the time. That doesn't count.
I watched a YouTube, right, on the Hubble Space Telescope, I believe it was. So they sent, I think it was Hubble. They sent two of these things out into what they called, obviously deep space. It's now moved into a different solar system altogether, right? Like, it's not in the same... We're not in the same
stratosphere.
We're not in the same. It left. Right. Obviously, it left town.
Right.
Okay.
And reestablished itself.
And now it's left county.
Yes.
And now it's out of state.
Right.
Okay. And into international waters. So think about it. They launched this thing in like 1970. It's still running and communicating back to Earth. Okay. And like off of 1970s tech.
Data.
Taking pictures of all of this stuff and sending it back.
So how does that happen, friend?
Well, not for nothing. I can't get a cell phone that doesn't die in 2 hours.
Right? How does that happen? Think of all the data it's got. How does it technologically advance itself? Do they go up and fix it?
There's all kinds of things, but watch this, right? So there's all these different things that are being beamed back to Earth and whatever. In this same documentary, they're talking about how aliens may have, like, built the pyramids because of how they're like mathematically built.
Right.
You know what the big thing that they're telling that this YouTube told me was real?
What?
Giants. They said giants were a big thing. Giants had a big hand. Well,
I think there's giants in Afghanistan.
In building the pyramids.
I think there's giants in
so
Afghanistan.
So you think the giants built the pyramids like it was like they were playing dominoes or something?
Yeah, like they had it. Like they built Stonehenge, they were saying. It was like when giants were a thing and they
There'd
built.
There'd be a preserved footprint.
Well, apparently this preserved everything.
Well, what? There's dinosaurs preserved, but I don't
know.
Well,
if you think about it, right, there's the sharks were bigger back then. Mm. Okay, the woolly mammoth. Mm. Okay, woolly, very, you know, that.
You know most dinosaurs were 3 feet tall? Around 3 to 5 feet tall?
Well, I mean, wait.
Where are you getting dinosaurs, where are you getting that information
prehistoric
from?
Planet on Apple. We have
this
very,
show took a hard left.
We have a brontosaurus.
We have a warped perception of how big the
dinosaurs
are.
All right, so hold on. Now, if you can live and thrive amongst one community outside of the Deer Alley community, okay, do you choose an alien life form or do you choose dinosaurs?
Prehistoric or
Wait,
aliens?
Wait, hold on.
So you're going to live and thrive.
Wait, are you saying there's three existing communities in all of mankind? It's basically the past, the current, and the future, and the current would be the Deer Alvey community?
That's what he's trying to
say. Because you said there's
say.
Three communities, the dinosaur community, the alien community,
and you know
what?
Shout out
Alvey
to all
community.
You people. We love you. Thank you.
It's
what a victory lap that just was.
It's our world.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying if I could live in one?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, outside of like, you know, I mean.
Dinosaurs is completely fucking useless to live in the dinosaur
You'd
world.
Rather live with aliens than
Without
dinosaurs.
Without a doubt. There's a chance Alien World, by the way, is just awesome. There's a chance it's just awesome. Just us in the future, and they're like, welcome, here's food, here's no worries,
there's
money's
no
not
famine,
a thing.
There's no war,
this, welcome to
happy,
the future.
Everybody's
dinosaurs,
great.
You know
everybody's
what
got
you...
a great body, it's great. Nobody ages.
Dinosaurs, it's you versus this thing that's made out of Kevlar, and you have to try to eat it. Where aliens, you gotta, like, you're dead either way.
I mean,
but aliens is a shot. You're not dead. They're just like, yo,
I'm just trying
welcome
to,
aboard.
Trying to understand, like, you know, so the YouTube that I watched had several things about aliens, but like,
we should. They there's a about, dog running amok in the studio. Yes, that's what the sounds are.
Yes,
there she is.
So little is here. Little is making her podcast debut. This is big. One eyed little.
Don't try to jump.
I just feel like, oh, well, you know, I mean, we've obviously run quite astray. In the event that she does ask him about his encounter and he goes all in on this, saying he was abducted and he doesn't want
to
talk about it and all this other stuff, right?
Chime in, friend.
But she's asking us what she should do. Number one, you got
to
ask him, right?
Because what if he was abducted, legitimately abducted?
Well, right.
Then, like, you know, that you have a baby and, like, what happens?
But this, well, wow, see, that's a whole different level. So now here's the thing. And I feel like this sounds like I'm joking. I'm not. I've been serious this entire episode, first of all. Second, I think you need to lead with, hey, I'm going to do my best to believe you with what you're saying. Because what you're saying sounds otherworldly. And I am not foolish enough to think that that can't happen. I'm just shocked that of the 7 billion people in this world that it happened to you. Maybe there's 4 billion. I don't know. I can't count. Lost count of 100 million. But you say to yourself, you say to them, person, I want to hear what happened. I want to believe you, and I'm going to choose to believe you. Please, when you're ready,
right.
Let's have
share,
this conversation.
Share. And P.S. in my
eyes, because that's how
eyes,
much I care about you.
You're always out of this world.
Hey, yeah, and you
Bam.
Hit him with that. By the way, you've been out of this world since high school.
Yeah, boom.
And if I were going to abduct anybody,
it's you, friend.
Mm-hmm, just tell him I beat them to it, or
that's
say something like
right.
that.
That's it.
Get him a card.
Just figure it out.
No, I would say something similar to that. Just, hey, listen, man, I'm sure what you went through is weird as hell. I'm sure there's a reason you don't want to talk about it, but I'm willing to believe you.
All
and I just want
aside,
to talk about it because I want to be there for you.
So,
and you should talk to Chris.
All so, kidding aside, if it really is something that clearly upset this fellow, you got
to
talk about it.
So let me just to clear things up with the community. Where do you, I think we know where Chris is. Where do you guys stand on the existence of aliens?
Foolish if you don't believe it. Foolish.
I
They're
do believe
us.
There has to be some sort of parallel universe. How
parallel
how,
universe is aliens two different
how
things.
How arrogant are we to believe we're the only living people in the universe?
So a parallel universe is you think right now there is a universe right where that exists that we are having a slightly different conversation than the conversation
they
we're having right now.
They say there's multiple
the multiverse
images
yes,
of us.
Marvel does that.
That are identical to us. I forget. I think it's 7. Something like that. So who says? Like, big thing when you die. Where do you go?
So do you think? So do you think that let's say these universes were to merge, and you and several other Carolines are in one place, and you have to argue with all the Carolines.
What happens if they are eyeing you up, and they send a different Christopher back?
You'll know right away. You'll know right away. That room will be clean, like all the clean room, or like. Or like something like, will happen and there won't be a complaint. It'll just be just
all like seven Christophers come down.
Oh, that's great for you guys. Everyone wins. Everyone gets one. You send one to Lauren's house.
You really send one to work. Be very narrow-minded to believe we're the only.
I think so. I think it's
that
foolish
has life
to think that.
On it in some form.
The only thing that made me react differently to this podcast, there was really only one difference. The one that I'm talking about, the alien one, is I chose to believe it. I said, you know what I'm going to do just for the sake of fun? I always, because I couldn't look at the people. And I usually look at someone like, that person's full of shit. So during a documentary, I see somebody like, that guy's full of shit. But when you can't see the people, you're like, you know what I'm going to do? Just, if this happened to me, I can't imagine a worse form of torture than me telling people that they are real, they exist, and I saw them, they touched me, and I... And no one believes
no
me,
one
not
believes
just
you.
That people laugh. I can't imagine a worse hell for me personally
right. Because
I'm a big idea person. I'm a big reveal person. And I love exploring and to be able to explore something that no one in the world can even wrap their heads around. I think it's really, I think it's worth hearing out. I think you hear people bullshit you every single day about things that don't matter. You know what I mean? I was in traffic for an hour. You weren't. You were in traffic for 20 minutes. You know? You hear people lie to you all the time. So, like, and you listen to it and you let it go. Hear him out. Hear what he has to say. And honestly, I think if you don't believe in aliens, I don't want to. I think you're a dumb person.
I think you have to be open-minded about it. For sure.
It does seem like a lot's coming out right now.
Even the government is staying now. Like, the government can't hide anymore. And how about whenever you hear a president asked about... Oh my God, my mind just went blank.
Aliens?
No, about the, what is it? Where
UFOs?
No, where are they all supposed to be? Area 50,
Roswell?
Area 51.
Yeah.
Area 51, is
yeah.
it? They all, what do they all say? I can't talk about it. Dead serious. I can't talk about it.
Listen, they're no joke. I think they're super real. And I think we set off a lot of nuclear tests that opened up a hole in the ozone that made them say, what's going on down
there?
That's
his theory.
What happens
the
down
there?
The
nuclear bombs, the nuclear tests, all that stuff.
How often do you guys talk about
a
this?
A lot.
Lately, it's been a lot, which is freaking me out with this question, because now I feel like, who sent the question?
But I just kind of feel like an abduction is a pretty hardcore thing to say.
What would an abduction
but
be?
He didn't
would
say
it be
it.
A dream? You think you're having a dream, but in reality, you've been abducted.
Well,
you
let
wake
me ask
up
you
the
this.
Next morning and like, boom, you thought you had a dream, but really you were...
Well, a lot of people, this is the abduction story.
Go.
They're doing a thing, and there's either a light or whatever, and they hear a voice, and they think 20 minutes goes by, and they go home, and the police are there because they've been gone for 15 hours. And there's police reports, there's all kinds of things. They're just like, where were you? Honestly, I thought I saw a big light, and I thought it was pretty fucking weird. I came home to tell you guys, and I didn't realize it's been 12 hours.
There are substantiated reports on this, so you really need to, consider this.
Yeah, but so hold on.
I think an abduction.
I'm fine.
I think an abduction
is
no,
I'm
not laughing
person.
At the idea. Look, because I am a believer that
never
aliens
say
gotta
never.
Be a thing.
You have to be open minded.
But here's my point about it. I don't dispute that I do think aliens are a thing. When you say there's substantiated reports, I laugh because of the way you're saying it. But the point of this is, if you get abducted today,
right?
Okay, you're outside, you get beamed into a ship. Okay,
is it a ship?
What if we change the word abducted? By the way,
what would you like?
Borrowed.
A hang. Quick
yeah,
hang.
Yeah, you got borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
Because abducted feels very mean.
So if you went up there
and they borrowed you
and you're in the ship,
I think borrowed could work.
And you get, you know, let's say an hour of, let's say, conversation and whatever else it is with the aliens. Okay. And you get beamed back down, and on your watch, you've been gone for 3 days. Okay. Or 5 minutes. I don't know. Okay. When you go back, Are you
different?
Going to tell anybody? Are you going to go to the cops?
That's my point.
What are you going to do?
Or do they erase your memory?
I don't know.
I would look for someone who believes, who I think would believe me no matter what. That's probably what I would do. And say, yo, what do you think about all this? Now, we spend time on television, which gives us an equal advantage and disadvantage. You know what I mean? Because I can make a couple phone calls and be like, listen, I would like an interview with a Page Six or something like that. Or just any, not any news publication, but I think we could probably, if we had a substantial story, I can get a news person to talk to me about it, right? But you're also dealing with the public, and I'm a reality TV person, so it's kind of like I'll do anything to get attention sort of thing, that will poo-poo this idea immediately because of all the people that get abducted. Why would it be this reality TV person? You know what I mean? So I think we are at a big disadvantage. I wouldn't know who I would go to. But I would need to tell people, and I would have I would probably go crazy, legit crazy, if nobody believed me. I would. I think I've decided lately to believe not everything I hear, but to give everything I hear the chance to be believed.
It's like politics. I don't lean one way or the other. I'm very open-minded about both sides, and I make an educated decision. So it would be the same thing, essentially, you're saying.
Yeah, I want to, if someone tells me they saw a dragon, I'm like, tell me everything else. I want to hear more. I won't be like, get away.
Tell me more. Tell me more is what you said.
I'm still semi-insulted that
they would definitely take me before you.
They would take your brain and just be like, whatever the fuck is going on here, we can't do it over
there.
We
don't have the technology yet, guys. They're more advanced than we thought.
That's what they say.
Can't put the toothpaste back in this tube.
Put it in a fucking jar. We'll work on that at another time.
With me, they'd be like, he gets it.
What does that even mean?
Because you are so deep in everything. You are so like laser focused where Chris is like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like Chris will go with the flow.
Do you think they traveled light years to find the guy that's like, you know,
open-minded? Yes.
Yes, open-minded.
Open-minded.
That's the word.
You think about what you said. Mm-hmm. Think about the difference in what we said. I do not care how long this fucking podcast goes, by the way. Think about what we said, right? You said they would come to me because I'd be like, let me get a couple ships. You're enterprising already. You're right. Trying to earn.
I'm not trying to earn. I'm trying to say, listen, guys, I get it.
You're trying to control.
I'm with you. I'd be like, I don't like what's going on down here either. Okay, let's figure this out.
But Chris is willing to go up there and see how they live.
You probably know better than me.
Right.
So what you know better than I do. You're here for a reason. Let's get the job done, buddy.
You're going to need some friends on the inside. You're going to need a board. Okay? I can help you with this.
And I'll tell you another thing. I think, and this is a weird, I don't know why I'm bringing gender into this, but there is something to it to me. I feel like we all think immediately masculine when you think about aliens. An alien comes in, they're basically a man. They have like a gun, and they're like, get in the fucking ship.
No, I don't think so. I think of like a gummy worm.
But you don't think of a male, but you think of a masculine identity.
I think a loose atoms and stuff.
But
and
think
neon,
about what we're talking
it's
about.
Just moving around.
You like, hear kidnapping and like there's abductions. And like, what if they stick? You're not thinking of fucking Alice from the Brady Bunch when you talk about putting screwdrivers in every hair in my head. You're thinking of men.
Right.
Right? That's right. Conquering shit.
Right.
Why are we so certain they're going to have a masculine or feminine quality?
What if they're all babies,
they're going to be so evolved. Or cute babies. They could be cute babies.
What if they're really cute fat babies?
No, what if they have fur? It might be hilarious. The whole thing might be like hilariously fun. It really might. But we're just so obsessed with the idea of being conquered. We're like, we can't be conquered. We can't lose. We can't give up our ground. How do we know they're going to grab me and I'm like, no. I know exactly what you need to do. If one of you marry a Kardashian, it is a wrap. You're in. No, joking, obviously. But like, they might come in and be like, listen, man, we can't break the code. You guys are so fucking tense. We're just trying to get in there, give you a little bit of this, give you a little bit of that. You guys will have flying ships. Gas won't be a problem. No disease. All we need you to do is buy in. And I would say, I can help.
Tell me more.
So now you're trying to make the same deal I am.
I'm trying to do their bidding.
You want a command position of ships right
First
away.
First of all, no.
No, you
I
said you wanted ships.
I said drop a ship or two off. I want to do it for
right,
nothing.
I don't. No, I will do it for nothing. I want to be the person that bridges the gap. That is my only selfish motivation.
Because I want a car. because I want one of their cards?
That was the first thing you asked for.
Okay, so what else?
You know, Ronald, the first thing I did? I offered my fucking organs. I said, you want my organs? I said it. You can have my organs.
Said, to no, me, you said you didn't want them, but...
No, but I offered them.
He said I
They're
must,
on the table.
He said I must be harvested.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's not what they're looking for. I'm sorry. I just think what I'm putting the team together, what I'm looking for is not the guy that's like, here are my organs.
When I'm putting a team together, I am. Yeah, I want the person. No, not here are my organs, but if you need them, they're yours for the take.
I think if aliens are coming down, they're going for daddy square one.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine they'll all be tasting cheese and fruit?
This is what no, we got to do.
Can we do that for a second? Who are they taking? For real. Because I do think it's me.
Out of the family?
Out of the people.
Right,
no. Out of everyone the podcast would know. So, I think Urbano's one, two.
So, like, we're all in the ship.
Community knows the person. That's
all right,
the rule.
So, how about this? Here are the people that get beamed up and who gets thrown out first. Ready? Here's what we're going to do. Mom, Chris, yourself, me.
But are you, what are you going off a follower count for mom? No.
I'm giving you the list and you tell me who gets thrown out first. Okay. The three of us here, okay? Dad, Jules, Candace, Urbano, and Nat.
Do we throw Vito in there for good measure?
Oh, throw Vito in there, sure.
Dude, Lauren get in there?
Yeah, you round it out to 10. That's
Lauren's out.
Lauren immediately, they're like, discard.
I think you're out.
What the fuck? What are you talking? How am I out?
So here's the thing with aliens. Al might be right. Al might be right about one thing. Me or Al are out first. Me or Al.
Well, what are they going
for? It's very much small western town, ain't big enough for the two of us.
Well,
they're
Dad,
keeping one of us.
I'm thinking they're keeping Dad.
That's the thing. It's the Al stay.
That's the thing.
And me and Mom are gone, or because it's going to be Dad. I don't know if they're keeping Dad.
Like, Dad's going to want to suit up, get a uniform.
No, Urbano's going to be calling the ship disgusting.
Yeah. Urbano's going to get lost.
Urbano's going to be calling the ship
Urbano
gross.
Urbano will get lost. They're like, where did he go? And he'll be somewhere else and he'll just be fine.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, oh, like, you know, probe. You know, like he's like, no. Like, he's going to be like, I find your ship.
Doing somersaults in the universe.
I find your ship very sterile and disgusting, and they're just going to throw them out.
All right, so let's go with the people that we would know, right? I think first, it's me or Al first out, and the other one's kept. I do believe that. I don't think that there's room for the two of us on that ship because there's no way.
They're picking one direction.
They have one interest, and it meets in the middle of
they're
us.
Like, they're not going to say, hey.
And I think you're gone. I think I think they would say, I think they would be like, listen, first off, you're asking a lot of fucking questions. And then would say that to me too. But they'd be like, he's just excited. You know what I mean? Or I feel like you'd be like, no, we have to talk about this. Like, I want terms.
That basically, they're like, he wants to know too much.
Right. With me, they'd be like, he's just adorable. They're asking him what it's made out of.
Yeah, but then like,
he's a little hungry. Feed him.
Because dad's going to be in there and he's going to be saying, you know, not for nothing. Like, you know. This isn't what I thought about in a spaceship. I gotta be honest with you.
Is this the fucking ship you got? This
like
is
we were just at a delicious dinner and we were all enjoying it. And Nick, in the middle of the dinner, Dad's like, "This restaurant sucks." Like, and we're all looking at each other like, "This
we're
is actually quite
so happy.
Quite
we
fine."
Had a great meal.
I think Dad has a wealth of knowledge that might be useful.
No,
to them,
they're gonna want Dad.
They might look at Dad and be like, "Did you know?" And they just start whispering random fucking facts to each other.
Yes.
But I also think that they'd be like, it would be the same kind of thing. They'd be like, we're getting a lot of suggestions here. And I feel like...
Because if they took Dad, they're not taking Lauren because they are one and the same.
They're not... No, but I feel like whoever they're taking, they're grouping. They'll be like, oh, Lauren, Al, Dad, similar.
That, similar personalities.
Right.
Oh, like,
so I think
like
me, you, Urbano, Natalie are in one camp.
So you put Al Lauren, by himself?
No, Al, Lauren, Dad, and Vito, honestly, are probably in another
camp. I feel like if they're going to be like doing experiments on any of us, I feel like they'd pick Vito.
Vito's perfect for it.
You know what I mean?
He'd be like, what is going on?
Yes, what is
but
that
I'm the only
for?
One, I'm the only one volunteering, so I do think they'd take me. I'd be like, fucking
nah,
experiment,
they're
going to
say he's too into it.
Yeah, they might think I'm too into it. They might think I like it too much.
Or are you actually down here?
Right, I don't
representing
even know it.
Them, you don't know it.
I think about
selling
it all the time.
It.
I think about it all the time. Here's my other thought that I have a lot. What are you gonna do when you do get borrowed? I'm making that a thing by an alien, and you learn that Mars isn't fucking called that.
What's it called?
I don't know. Can't wait to find out.
See, that's his theory. Again, we had a big conversation yesterday about colors.
Well, you know my colors thing.
No, but this doesn't add up, Chris.
So this is, you know, why? So Chris has
because
that
because colors
kind of brain.
Is something that has to be uniform throughout everybody that's
this
looking.
Is why they have no fucking interest in taking you.
Go ahead.
That, I, we're bringing it back to like 2009 on this one.
Go ahead.
Wives years.
Go ahead.
How long has this been going on?
I don't know.
This podcast.
We're at 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, strap up for another fucking 40. So here's the thing. I don't think that we see colors the same, and I think you're a fool. A fool. If you tell me that you can prove otherwise. Now, you could disagree, and that's fine. But if you tell me doctors that, whoop, lost me right there. There are people that are scientists, doctors that say aliens can't exist. Until it happens, it's possible. You
so
can't prove it impossible.
To the,
no, but
explain
the colors
to
thing,
the community.
Go ahead.
What,
sure.
What,
all right.
You,
so right now we all have a solo cup in front of us. Mine's filled with water. There's one. It's just me with a solo cup. Right. But we would all agree that that is a red solo cup, right?
Yes.
We all agree on that. But how do I know? And the answer is you don't. So let me spoiler that. How do I know that the way I see red isn't the way you see blue?
Because
and we just agree that it's red.
Because when you are taught colors, if all of us have a different color in our
wrong.
Head, eventually it's going to get screwed up.
Nope.
And also colors come from the combination of other colors. Okay.
Right. But that doesn't mean you're taught. You are taught by somebody that, like, we know a shitload of teachers. Like, some of them are great. Some of them maybe shouldn't have been teachers, okay? So we know a lot of teachers. They come in and they're like, that's yellow right there. That mix of whatever makes yellow. Yellow's not the best example, is it? That's orange right there. A mix of red and yellow, okay? And we're like, great. Sounds good, teach. Appreciate that. That's and all that person was just taught the same thing. Hold on. I'm losing everybody. But there's no way of knowing that the way you see orange isn't the way I see green. There's no way of telling
and this
that.
Is why the aliens will be taking Christopher.
The aliens are not going to keep this.
Okay. No, the aliens are
going to ask
insane.
Too many questions.
This
Do
is
we
one
have
question
too many
I'm
going to
ask. Was I right about the colors? And they're going to be like, and that means yes. So.
Why do you encourage this?
We think a lot alike, Chris.
What
is
wrong with
you? I also think, let me take it a step further for my colorblind friends.
I think about things and I giggle. He lives by them. So.
For my colorblind friends out there, you're the only ones that see shit the right way.
Okay. Then why do they get the glasses?
Because
like
society.
Us?
Okay, first
society?
Off. But I think colorblind people just see shit for what it is, and we don't see it the way they see it because it's a gift to see things the way they're actually colored to be. I don't think we see things accurately. I don't. I don't think there's a way you can prove to me that my red isn't your blue. There's no way you could do
it. This all started yesterday. Now, this is an age-old conversation that we've had for years. But when Marky had to go, our little doodle has to wear glasses. So yesterday, Vito and Lauren took the baby to a pediatric ophthalmologist to get her eyes checked. And Chris was saying, how do they know a younger child? You know, Marky's 5, so she knows her letters, her numbers, etc. But I remember taking her to an ophthalmologist when she was just, you know, a year old. And Chris is like, how do they know what she's seeing? Because she can't express it properly.
Right.
So it's
that's
that
why
same
vets
argument.
Are full of shit.
Yeah.
If you're a vet, congratulations, but you're full of shit.
A veterinarian.
I should make that big distinction. Yeah. Hold on. Veterinarians,
why
I think you know a lot
shit?
About animals, but I think you only know what you're
the
taught.
The animal can't speak.
The animal can't be like, no, it's
my
fucking
back is
liver.
Fucking
it hurts.
Killing me, man.
Can't do it.
I don't understand. But like, I. What?
Where's like, you going? Can't tell when a dog is in pain because it can't speak to you.
Yes, they whisper.
I think they're doing the best they can, but I think they're only doing what they're taught to do. I don't think there's a way to know anything when it comes to certain things. When it comes to other people's body and pain, and then when they can't even speak, it's really hard. How do we get here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this the best or worst?
Basically,
podcast?
she should ask her boyfriend about the aliens.
Of
huh?
course,
100%. And
it's always
say I know someone off air if you wanted to prefer it on. I would love to speak to that person.
And P.S., it's always going to be in the back of her mind. And there's always going to be a question. And it's going to eventually, you know, form a bigger and bigger rift in her brain that she needs answers.
So, community, we're going to throw this out to you, same as we did the paranormal. We had quite the paranormal experience. Maybe you have an extraterrestrial.
Wait, their college is in New York State?
Is that a serious question?
Is that a
the
real
guy.
Question?
No. Oh. The guy who got abducted. He goes to college in New York State?
They live in New York State.
Where's college, did they say?
They said they went to college away from each other.
What if he's at, like, West Point? Okay. Army secrets. And they're like, yo, tell me what you learned in class today. Mid-abduction.
Okay, we gotta go. DareIllyMailbag@gmail.com. If you guys have any alien encounters, let us know.
I would love an alien episode that wasn't this one. I would love to speak to some encounters.
Hey, listen, if anybody's got a couple good stories, hit us up. You know, there's a lot of us out there.
Yes. I'll believe you.
DareIllyMailbag@gmail.com. We love you all.
Thank you.